Yes. Hi, good morning. This is Haya returning to your call from Family First Home Care.
Yeah, how you doing, Haya?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, how's everything going with Hilda? Does she have a caregiver? Is she receiving care?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I do. I am the caregiver for her.
And oh.
I'm the one that got her with y'all for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
But I forgot what happened. But anyway, I'm with a company now called Sierra Home Care, but it seemed like it's hard to find somebody for me to have a day off or a couple days off because nobody knows how to do the Hoyer lift, and she has a electrical Hoyer lift, or they just don't want to do it. You know what I mean? Now she's like, you have to get her in and out of bed with a Hoyer lift. When y'all had her, she wasn't that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But now, yeah, she's on a Hoyer lift now. So it's kind of hard for me to find, you know, it's a lot of young girls, so they don't really want to do the Hoyer lift. But it's like I said, it's an electrical Hoyer lift. So you're not straining yourself, you know what I'm saying, or picking nobody up.
Uh-huh.
And she has to be, bed bath now.
Mm-hmm.
Because she totally can't walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is she in Philadelphia?
No, she's in Chester, Delaware County. Delaware County. I think that was a problem. I wasn't nobody really close enough.
We actually do have quite a few aides available in that county, so
we're located in Chester, but
that's in Delaware County, right?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, we do have quite a few aides in that area, so
okay.
I do believe that we can find someone.
Okay.
So would you like to go ahead and switch over to our agency so we can start looking for someone?
Oh, you have to switch over first to start looking?
Yeah. Yeah, and also we're able to negotiate sometimes with pay rates from other agencies.
Right.
How much are you currently earning and how many hours are you doing?
I do 112 hours a week.
Oh, and how much are you earning per hour?
$14.
Okay, and do you make overtime after 40 hours?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Let me check what I could do for you.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying. Like, if I went to y'all and y'all had somebody, I wouldn't be doing 112 hours because I would want them to do at least 3 days.
Oh.
Out of 16, like, it's 16-hour shift, basically. But I broke them down into,
mm-hmm.
like, I come in at 8 and I do 8. Well, I practically live here, but I do 8. I broke the hours down for somebody for 8 to 12 in the morning. That's to get her up out of bed, get her breakfast and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then she has a grace period from 12 to 4 where
mm-hmm.
she's by herself, or if the caregiver chooses to stay or whatever, but she's not on the clock. And then the caregiver comes back at 4 to 8 to get her prepared for bed.
Uh-huh.
And then...
So you're currently at 14, you said, right?
Say it again.
You're currently at $14 per hour?
Yeah.
Okay. At 14 per hour, but wants us to find an additional aid, right?
Right.
And split the hours, correct?
The days. Like, I mean, if they want to do, I do 16 hours a day. Like, it's hard right now because my aunt lost her husband. So she really is really, like, don't want nobody, but I need, like, at least a break period. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking if somebody can come in and do, like, 3 days, just 16 hour shift. That's what, because after you clock out at 8,
they want an aide that should do about 48 hours a week, right?
Yes.
Okay, sure. Let me check.
Because I can call the service coordinator and get the 48 hours switched to y'all company, but if y'all got to be sure that they're going to be here. Like, this is what we had a problem with last time. Even though I was working for y'all company, it was better because once the aide didn't show up, I could, you know what I mean? But I don't know if I'm still with y'all company or not. Because if that happens, then I can jump in. It don't matter because I live here. So
right. That's
what I'm saying. Yeah.
So the problem is if you want the other aide to come with our agency, you're going to have, the patient needs to switch over to our agency.
Right, I understand that. That's what I'm saying. But
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to give y'all all the hours if you don't have nobody to cover them. Like, I don't work for y'all. That's what I'm saying. I still work here. I'm going to take care of my aunt. because
so
I mean, we don't.
What do you want? We should first find another aid, and then once we have someone, you're gonna switch over.
Yeah, I'll give them the 48 hours. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
But I'm saying though, in that process, the aid don't show up, then who else gonna show up? Because that's not there. We're not gonna have a lot of people in and out this house. Like I said, mm-hmm. I just lost my uncle, so we're not. I don't want too many different people. My aunt is like going into like old timers now, so it's scary for her.
Wow.
And I don't want that. Yeah, it's really scary for her. So that's why I've been doing this, you know what I mean, to make sure she's okay.
Right. And you need someone to be able to take you over, right?
Yeah, just 3 days. If they can do 3 days, 16-hour shifts. 3 days, 16-hour shifts.
Right. Okay. Let me just hold on. Thinking how we
yeah because even if they want to put the 16 hours in, if they want to do like a 8 in the morning to like 9 in the evening, where I'll come back and stay, I'll be at here at night, y'all mm-hmm. can because like I said, I split my days up where as though it's 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the evening, and then I come back at 11 and do 11 to 7 overnight because she
Perfect.
Has to be turned. Yeah, so that's how I broke it down for me, you understand? Mm-hmm. So I can have a little break period throughout the day, but
right.
I don't know how nobody else would want to do it, but that's the 3 days. Like that's what how it would go.
Uh huh. Okay.
If they wanted to do it like that.
Sure. Let me get the patient's date of birth.
December 5th, 1947.
And what's the patient's first name?
Hilda Gordon.
Oh, Hilda. Sorry, I do have it here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah, I got it. Okay. So, so we're going to start looking for a new aide, and then we're going to reach out to you. So what were the requirements that you wanted for the new aide?
That's all she just got to know how to work electrical or lift.
Okay, do you want to, it doesn't matter if it's a male or female?
No, she wants a female.
Able.
Yeah, because I tried the male, yeah.
Okay. Female only. Aide should be able to work with a hoy lift.
Mm-hmm.
A hoyer lift, right?
Yeah. Yep. It's electric hoyer lift. It's not a mat. So it's electric. So that's all they got to do is push a button. Just hook her up and push a button.
Electric medical. I just want to make sure I spell it out correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because it's hot. It was hot. Your food right there, Hilda. It's in the food.
Okay, and I would like to mention the patient is starting to get dementia, to get Alzheimer's, you say?
Yeah, just yes, it is. Yeah, slightly.
Slight symptoms of Alzheimer's.
Mm-hmm. She gets bed bashed.
Okay.
Like, she can't ever walk, can't watch herself for nothing.
Once aid. To do 3 days, any specific days in the week or just 3 days a week for 16 hours?
Well, I would really like Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. No. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Perfect.
Yep.
And then I would take your information, your name and phone number. So
okay.
I have it here. And we're going to jump on it and start looking for an aide. And we're going to reach out when we have something for you.
Okay, I appreciate it.
Sure. So what is your name again?
Erica, E-R-I-K-A.
Okay. And last name?
Walker.
W-A-L-K-E-R?
Yep.
All right. And you want to give me your phone number?
610-549-0332.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I have the information.
And so listen, if I need to like get rehired back with y'all job, just in case somebody can't show up, then y'all can be able to call me so I can just come.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can pick it up so
sure.
nobody lose it, okay?
Sure, you're gonna be in touch with other aide, and I guess she's gonna let you know when she can't come. That you'll,
okay.
You know, you'll show up instead of her. Perfect. Okay, fine. Thank you so much.
All right.
Take care. Bye.